Okay, folks, welcome to Friday's Look with Luke. We're still on the Magnificat, we're still with Bach. Apologies for spelling Magnificat wrong. My Latin is not as good as it should be. We are in what is, it's the third verse. The Magnificat divides into four stanzas. This is the third stanza, and we're at verse 51 to 53. And what I'm going to do is, again, we will go through each verse just very briefly, make a brief comment, and then you will hear Bach's interpretation of it. Verse 51, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. God's mighty deeds are contrasted with those who are proud. I think the Latin, the Vulgate, does this in the thoughts of their own hearts. They're proud how they think about themselves. God's mighty deeds destroy that. You know, pride of heart, it's such a crucial thing that cripples us. When we think we are great, or even when we just put ourselves at the center of the universe and we go on about how useless we are, it's just not all about us. And I think that this is just wonderful. Looking at God's mighty deeds and looking at the fact that he brings down the proud within their own thoughts. So here's our first bit of Bach. It's part 7 of the Magnificat. Enjoy. Beautiful. Do you know, I find somebody wrote to me and said, it's so joyful. It is so joyful. Bach's Magnificat is joyful, but also it's so chilled at one level because, you know, I find being under quite a lot of stress, and I just find listening to this just really soothes in lots of ways, especially when you're considering the words. So we're on to verse 52. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. So he does the mighty deeds, he scatters those who are proud, he brings down the rulers, but lifts up the humble. He brings down. So the people who are proud in their thoughts are also the people, often the people who are high and mighty. You know, we use that phrase, high and mighty. And a lot of us look at the world as it is just now and we think, our rulers, oh dear. I mean, we can be proud within ourselves as well, of course, but we look at the high and mighty. And as Johnny Cash sang, God's going to cut you down. He has lifted up the humble. Mary is humble, isn't she? Mary is a teenage girl. And she's being told that she's going to give birth to the King of Kings, to the Savior of the world. He's lifted up the humble. Okay, let's return to Bach. This is part 8. And again, just beautiful. And then our final part today is verse 33. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. And you see what's happening here. It's always this contrast. The contrast in verse 51, the mighty deeds and the scattering of those who are proud. Bringing down the rulers in verse 52, lifting up the humble. Here, filling the hungry with good things, but sending the rich away empty. Such a contrast. And it's God's way of doing things. I think we need to reflect about that, even in terms of how we do church and everything that's involved. And I think those of us who are rich, who have received a great deal in terms of these world's goods, we need to think about how we can be like God and, if you like, share what we have received, filling the hungry with good things, sending the rich away empty. It's interesting, isn't it? Jesus pointed this out as well, how often we're inclined to give to those who already have, and not to give to those who have nothing because we know they can't give back. Well, God does a different standard. And isn't that itself wonderful? Okay, so you get an extra bonus. Here is the third piece, part 9 of Bach's Magnificat. Join us again tomorrow. Bye.